Welcome to another episode of the CP Podcast. I have my sunglasses on because this episode is very special. This episode, you know, your eyes might be a little glazy. You might even get a little lazy. Things might even get a little hazy. A question even might be a maybe. I might even start dropping bars for real. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the CP Podcast, man. We're talking about weed today, but that's not the only thing that we're talking about. But I'm excited because I do know that we're talking about weed today. Usually I don't know the topic, but you can see my munchies. We're talking about weed today, and I already talked about weed today. All right. So anyway, as always, I have Maya with me, the very beautiful, very knowledgeable, very educated, very well vernaculared, and the technological genius, Amir. If this were a spaceship, you'd be the captain, man, pressing the buttons. I'd be the good-looking guy out front, pointing this way, pointing that way.
Riker sleeping with the green women.
Oh, man, what? Please, what? Yes, of course, eating them green asses. Yes, the fuck I would. Well, I'd be the healthiest nigga on the show. Look at CP. He's a maniac, jogging all around. Like, wait a minute, eating that green ass. Eating that green ass. Anyway. You just got me excited, like, man, what, meet me a little green, bitch? Bye. I'm sorry. All right. If I was on Star Trek, man, I'd be fucking the shit out of them purple hoes. Oh, nigga, what? Cap keep coming. Cap keep coming. Ooh, do that thing you do again when you say cap keep coming. I'd be. Because then, think about this. Look, I don't even have to tell people. I'm the only person from my hood in space. So, guess what? I'm taking everybody's best stories and telling them like they're mine to these alien hoes, impressing them. Everybody game, everybody pickup lines, what? Yeah, please. They gonna think I'm the toughest nigga ever invented. Cause who the fuck they gonna? I'm all on a whole nother planet telling your stories. Yeah, then I was a boxer. I was one of the greatest boxers ever. I used to be like, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And yeah, they called me Ali, which it means something. Oh my God. I was like, yeah, then I ran for president in 08. That was a crazy time for me. Yeah, man, me and my wife Michelle, we broke up now though. But me and my wife Michelle back then, we did our thing. They called me Obama. It was crazy. I had a dream in the 60s. I don't know if you ever heard about that. They'd be like, this motherfucker is this shit. Running through their little planet. Running through them planets. Like, you know what I'm saying? And gone. Pew! It'd be a whole bunch of little funny ass babies running around. Why are they roasting? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Anyway, yeah, That's what would happen. Going from planet to planet. You know what I'm saying? Papa was a rolling stone. He looked in the sky and said, phone home. And when he died, it's be all kind of alien bitches at my feet. They went, what the fuck going on? Who are these kids? They just globbing in. Father. They gonna get their ass beat fucking around with my mama and them because they don't know them. It'd be a big ass bra. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Crazy. Don't come up in my funeral, alien hoe.
They're going to find out about you.
They're going to find out funeral. Later. Get the ass beat trying to hop in a limo. What the fuck, bitch? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, alien hoes get the ass beat too. Anyway, yeah, man. So, how was your day?
Good.
Your day was good?
I had a good day.
You had a great day. What's up with you, bro? Your day was good, man?
Yeah. So far, so good, man.
So far, so good. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Did you know that if you eat a banana and then drink some Sprite, apparently you'll throw up?
Who said that?
It's crazy.
I heard that.
I don't want to try it either. If you eat a banana and then immediately drink a Sprite, you will throw up.
That seems like the power of suggestion to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's videos all over the internet where people are saying they're doing it.
Is that a, what if it's a science thing?
Somebody said that shit, that you ain't never had no damn banana and Sprite hippie. Just a carbonated beverage. No, it has to be a Sprite.
Beyond its typical capacity. But you have to drink a whole bottle. Like, you have to drink a liter of Sprite and eat the banana. This is what I'm reading right here.
So it says that it works, though?
Yeah, because you don't have enough room in your stomach for it.
Oh.
By drinking a liter of Sprite on top of having just eaten a banana will result in the stomach being filled beyond its typical capacity. Because it's carbonated, it says.
Mm-hmm. And you're right.
So what is the banana doing, though? Can you just do that if you just drink a whole bunch of Sprite?
I think it's the consistency of the banana. Think about a chewed up banana. It's almost like it turns into like slime. It probably would be hard to burp. You would have to burp, and the banana's coming right up. The banana's going to float and go straight up, and you're going to throw that banana up. It's crazy. I ain't going to lie. I didn't took a Sprite to the dome after some Taco Bell. Taco Bell has some of my favorite. No, that's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew? You drink Mountain Dew?
No, I do not now. But in my childhood, before we knew that Mountain Dew didn't come from the mountains where they grew Mountain Dew balls, you know what I'm saying, and squoze that, and we thought, you know what I'm saying, it was a clear, good pop, you know, yellow. I didn't know. I used to fuck Mountain Dew up. You understand me? I mean, Mountain Dew was just like, it had a good 3 summers on me where it was like, Mountain Dew Extreme! Mountain Dew! What? I used to own Mountain Dew like a motherfucker trying to jump off stuff. I didn't realize why we were so crazy. Mountain Dew. Now, I'm from Detroit, so we also had Faygo.
Faygo
was... Oh, you don't know about
that?
Faygo?
I don't know anything. I've never heard of it.
F-A-Y-G-O. Oh, wow.
You can't find that everywhere, though.
Hell no, you can't find it everywhere. But I know one store in L.A., that is on my route to the crib that be having it. So sometimes I stop in there, you know what I'm saying? Bam, grab me a little Faygo.
I think I seen it in Rocket Fizz. It was like an old soda candy store.
Yep, there it is. Oh, look at that, man. Michigan's favorite pop brand. From Detroit. We take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? You know, we used to give our crackheads Faygo. Here, drink this Faygo. And then they could beg for another 6 hours, be outside. They was running off of Faygo. I know a lot of fiends, because, you know, they be wanting candy sometimes. Faygo was fueling them strong. They would get walking down the street, drinking one of them Jazz Blue Faygos. Man, please. Anyway.
I make my own soda, so I don't have a problem with soda.
Your own soda?
Yeah, I just make it with, like, simple syrup or ginger. So boil the sugar and the ginger root, and then add that to carbonated water, which we get through the machine. So I make my own soda. I don't have a problem with soda. I just don't trust what goes into Mountain Dew. That's all.
Right. I mean, well, you know, it's very misleading for them to name it Mountain Dew. That just sounds like you on a mountain and hear some dew on some big-ass leaves, and it's like, energy, energy. It's probably like eagle piss. That's what they're trying to say Mountain Dew is. It's eagle piss, eagle piss. Huh. I don't know why I'm doing ESPN, but it just sounds like, huh, da-da-da. Anyway, shit's foul. Oh, E3, come on, man. Faygo probably, man, you got to get the right Faygo, fam. Gots to get the right Faygo.
Anyway. Oh, they have a knockoff Mountain Dew kind of there.
You say what?
I said they have like a knockoff kind of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Faygo. They do got their own Mountain Dew. It's called Moon Mist.
Moon Mist.
Yeah.
Oh, they got dang.
Yeah, I was fucking with Moon Mist. Hella. I fuck with that cream soda. That red pop is scantless over some crushed ice. Same with that grape and that pineapple go crazy. Now, they don't got it up there, but Rock and Rye is nuts. I don't fuck with that cherry cola. It can get out of here. I don't fuck with that blue shit. It can get out of here. But, you know, that's, you know, for motherfuckers to fuck with that. But, yeah, the following Faygo flavors go crazy in no particular order. Red pop, pineapple, grape, moon mist, cream soda, and rock and rye. And then if you want to really get technical and get exotic, you can start fucking with the Ohanas, but that's really like for like baby showers and gender reveals. You like bring out a big thing of Ohana. It's like a punch that Faygo makes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a part of their non-carbonated line because they care about, you know, the kids was really fucking with Hawaiian Punch. Hawaiian Punch had a strong hold on us. You was getting Hawaiian Punch off the ice cream truck.
It's still bad for you. It's not the carbonation that's the problem.
Well,
it's
yeah,
sugar.
It was made out of pig dicks or some shit like that. Like, it was some crazy shit. I found that out, man. I'm like, man, I'm going to drink this for another couple of years, and then I'm out of here.
Hawaiian Punch is not even that good now.
Hey, no, not like it used to be, but the cold one off the ice cream truck when you ain't even washed the can. Oh man, we were living so dangerous. Yeah, that's that Ohana Punch.
$21 for 12 pack.
Yeah,
12 pack. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Live your life. Someone shout out to somebody on Amazon going crazy. Probably from the D too. Shout out to him.
I've never seen Ohana Punch though. I've never seen that.
I've never seen this before. It looks like it does look like a knockoff Mountain Dew. I'm not a Mountain Dew.
Hawaiian Punch
looks exactly like it.
Hawaiian Punch
had some flavors though. It wasn't just that red one.
Oh no, Ohana got hella flavors. Yeah, trust me, they took it all the way. It's like McDowell's from McDonald's. It's like they did it all.
Well, it looks like you can get some on eBay if you want. But
I ain't going that far. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we only brought the Ohana out. See that? All the little flavors of Ohana. Yeah. Yeah. A little lemonade Ohana. Shout out to my granddad, man. Papa used to hella fuck with the lemonade Ohanas, man. Man, real niggas, man. Y'all don't even know.
I just make my own lemonade. It's so easy. Simple syrup, lemon juice, and then water.
Okay, Maya, we get it. We get it, okay? I mean, I do my own jerky. I just take an animal. I dry him. I mean, I make my own Snickers. I just get some chocolate, some nugget I grow in my backyard. I have a little nugget tree, and I do the nugget. Like, Maya, okay. The rest of us who do not make our own pops and shit.
It's so easy. I don't know what high fructose corn syrup is. I could not tell you high fructose corn syrup. That's why I don't trust it.
I don't like high fructose corn syrup. I hate it.
I don't know what that is.
I fuck with it, but I hate it. I be having it sometimes. I try not to. I try to drink a hell of water, low key. I really like water a lot, but even our water is dead. It's not even like the real water you're supposed to be having. So that's another conspiracy for another day. You know? But anyway. What we got on the story tip, man? Because we didn't got off on the wrong foot. Okay. I got alien kids coming to my funeral. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a Rolling Stone. And when he died, I ain't even want to be like that, man. But I took so many stories to that planet that I was irresistible to their women. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell us again. Tell us again how, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you know? Tell us again. I'd be like, yeah, I did. This is exactly what I did. Tell us again how you won that Super Bowl. Man, Matthew Stafford caught me in the corner for a little. You know what I'm saying? We ended up winning that bitch, which is my sixth Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, tell motherfuckers you met Tom Brady. If you ever go down there, tell them you met Tom Brady. Tell them you knew what it was. And everybody knew what they were like, oh, go. And then I'm going to be walking away. Somebody going to be like, hey, LeBron. I'm gonna be like, what? They'd be like, man, keep going, man. The way you tell the story, you're going to be the GOAT regardless. I'm like, man, thank you, man. It's just hard because, you know, how they doing me, man? But I'm, you know, matter of fact, we finna start the season, so I gotta go. All right, man. Remember, on my planet, I look different because this is how we do. Yeah, we know. You never look like you. I know. It's never. This is the form that y'all see. A form that can accept y'all. This is, it's crazy, man. But really, you know, when y'all see me on my planet, all right, man. All right, LeBron. All right, cool. All right, Michael Jackson. All right, man. I told you, you can call me whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, I did. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the women is crying, and the men just know they can't live up to that. And they like, man, it's all right. It's all right. They're like, get the fuck off of me. I don't want to fuck with you. That nigga did it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just on my spaceship, like, you know, just on my way to another town. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You have to be
on
stopped.
That midnight train to Jupiter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
We got to stop letting you go on away missions.
I mean, I'm the best at it, though. Did I stop the invaders? Yes, I did. On that midnight train to Neptune. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what's the first story today?
Do you want to hear about mosquitoes or Mars?
Mars.
Okay. So, scientists have found that it is more quiet on Mars. With information calculated from the Mars rover, they have found that the speed of sound is slower on Mars.
Now, cap, because I think that maybe the delay in sound could account for the fact that we're transmitting video from another planet, and I could barely watch a fucking movie on my phone without that bitch stopping in the middle. So you think that you finna get good-ass bit rate from watching a fucking video from a car in Mars? Get the fuck out of here. Have we been to Mars?
We have a rover on Mars. So we have the little Mars rover. He kind of goes around. He's kind of like Wall-E.
How big is it? Because of what you just did with your hand.
Oh, he's a little guy. The Mars rover? This dude.
So he did. So he took that selfie on Mars. Y'all are just wow. So that's Mars right there where he's at.
Yeah.
That's not Arizona somewhere.
I mean, they say that this is Mars. We spent a lot of money on this rover, so.
So that's video from Mars.
Yeah. So they got a sound recording of the wind. But because of their atmosphere, the sound moves much slower over on Mars. And a lot of high-pitched sounds you can't hear at all.
Man.
You don't buy it?
Hell no. Hell no, I don't buy it. Get the fuck out of here. Because they bullshitting. That's what they're doing. They had to come back and say something. It was a meeting, and you know, everybody was getting yelled at, and Mars team was over there quiet. Yeah. And what the fuck is y'all doing over there, Mars team? Y'all don't know nothing about Mars? And actually, sir, we found that sound moves slower on Mars. They're like, interesting. Yeah. Right? You can say some shit. And then you hear this shit. And they're like, oh, see? Mars team. They was like, shit, I put that shit on my ass, boy. Look at it, we ain't never been there. Anybody gonna know? By the time they know, this nigga be dead. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's like, dog, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. That's all. Where is the bitches at? That y'all been roving around long enough. Where is the popping spots? Where's the clubs? Where's the Martians? We're sick of this shit.
Now that's what Mars looks like. There's nothing going on Mars.
Look at that face right there. We act like we don't see that damn face right there. What the fuck?
They say it's just a mountain or a hill. Read more.
Wow. It's just a hill that just happened to be the size of a face. People love being dumb as fuck. People love being dumb as fuck.
Well, that's what they say, that this is the face from a different angle.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, what could that be?
Right, what could that be? Wait, look at that. What is that? What does that look like to you?
It's a butt crack rock.
Ain't no goddamn butt crack rock. That's a big-ass cornbread muffin. It's telling you what happened. It was, so, bam, putting it together. They was at a cookout, and some shit, pow, happened. Shit started going, a butt crack rock. These are scientists saying this bullshit. Keep going. Cornbread muffin. Bam. So what do you see?
That seems like a person flying.
No, that's some pudding. That ain't nothing but, that's like a little side of like a little chocolate vanilla, little chocolate mousse pudding. They was finna have a good ass time.
So you're saying the scientists took a picture of their pudding and put it up?
Listen, I'm saying that it was a giant cookout going on and everything got put in stone because, you know, the cornbread muffin gonna get stale. These is big ass people. That's a big ass muffin. You know what I'm saying? We looking for little motherfuckers on Mars. They're huge. And they're probably all dead already. Mars looked like it was. I'm not going to lie to you. Mars is like, hey, this is what could happen to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. In all seriousness. Like, Mars looks like it went down. And this is like an aftermath. Are we trying to move to an aftermath? When we got a before math that we could just take care of.
Yeah. Yeah. They said they lost their atmosphere.
Cool. Well, it's extremely windy there.
Mother of pearl clouds.
Oh, they say that Mars. They say that Mars lost its atmosphere.
That's what they say. That it lost its atmosphere like a billion years ago or something like that. Let me.
Yeah.
Look that up.
So why don't they start digging to see what the fuck is under there? Find the civilization. Find, you know what I'm saying?
Solar winds.
They probably was on to some shit over there. And then, you know, think about it. They just, that shit just got shut down one day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, why don't they just, man, it's so much, man, look. Don't put me in charge of the budgets.
Well, because it would take so much money to get
so much money, yes.
Equipment there.
Everybody need to put in on it. This is some Earth shit. You ever think about this? We only call Earth Earth because we've been told to call Earth Earth, but Earth been around longer than we've been calling it Earth. So what is Earth for real?
What does Earth call itself, you mean?
What is Earth for real? We made these planetary names up. We made up everything. We call Earth Earth, but Earth been around longer than we've been around to identify what it is. So what is Earth for real?
I don't think we can explain it outside of how we understand planets.
Exactly. So we need to shut the fuck up. Acting like we know what the fuck we talking about. Because this ain't even Earth. This is just what we call it. Like, imagine meeting somebody and they can't talk, so you just give them a name. And they 40 years old. And you're 3. And you're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And they've been taking care of you. But they just can't talk, so you just calling them Earth. That ain't even that motherfucker's name. And you jumping on top of him and smoking in his face. Anyway.
Imagine they're mad about it. Imagine Earth is mad about it. She didn't say anything yet.
Oh, she's been saying some shit. She's been getting pissed off at about volcanoes and shit and tsunamis. And even though I think those are a form of chemical warfare from other countries, is why we're getting a lot of tsunamis and shit like that. But that's a whole nother conspiracy for a whole nother show.
It's a whole another thing I am not prepared to talk about. I have never heard of the Earth tsunami chemical weapon.
Really? So you conspiracy? Never heard of HAARP?
Oh, I've heard of HAARP.
Right. Earthquakes. Earthquakes cause tsunamis. They do an earthquake off the shore. If they can aim it, then they can cause a tsunami.
You think that's what they're doing? Because there have been tsunamis for a long, long time before there was HAARP.
Of course. I'm not saying that a tsunami exists because that's what we call it. But if they could create one.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? That makes sense.
Hurricanes, I never thought of heavy rains, controlling the weather. Yeah.
And I guess I never think of how devious these people are. Like, my mind doesn't even go there. Like, why would somebody do that? But if they could do it, they're going to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got a weed story.
Okay, tell me.
So they say that Los Angeles is America's 9th best weed city.
Damn.
9th. Let's pull this up here.
Let me tell you what. Can I guess who the other 8 are?
Yeah.
Can I guess? Okay.
Wait, let me pull this down then, because
I don't want to see it.
Okay, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Vegas. I'm going to say Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Oakland.
Oakland, San Fran, or Bay mm-hmm. Area?
Yeah, Bay Area.
Okay, yep.
This is where it gets tricky. Let me think. Come on. Where have we smoked? Continental?
This is
they're
the world,
all on the
right?
continent.
Oh, this is just in the U.S.
This is just in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
The best weed cities in the United States.
I said,
States.
How many have I said? 3 or 4?
You said
Vegas, Denver.
Vegas, Denver.
The Bay Area.
So that's 3.
Miami.
Did you say Portland? Miami's not.
Okay. Portland. Portland is one of the greenest areas in the United States.
Yes.
I'm assuming these are all cities where it's legal too, correct?
Yeah, it looks like it's all legal.
Michigan?
Where in Michigan?
Detroit.
Let's see. I don't see.
Is it anywhere in Michigan?
I'm looking up.
Okay.
I'm getting pretty far down. I don't see Michigan just yet. Maryland. Oh, Providence, Rhode Island's on there.
Before L.A.?
No, L.A. is number 9. Here, right. I'll pull this up so that people can see.
I'm just trying. Okay, I'm done. What are the 8? Oh, San Diego. Seattle. I knew I should have said Seattle. I said Denver, Portland, Sacramento, San Jose. It's a lot of, I mean, L.A. is where the weed is getting sold at. People don't understand. What's the rubric? So explain like the rubric.
Okay, so she explains the rubric up here. So we have legality, Google Trends data for the 13 common marijuana search terms, price per ounce of high quality weed and medium quality weed. So you gotta adjust those. And then what's the definition? Because all weed right now is really good quality compared to what was going around like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Number of dispensaries per 100,000 residents within 25 miles. Number of head shops, so like smoke shops, where you can get like your vape batteries and your bongs. Mm-hmm. The number of Taco Bells. I don't know how that's in the rubric. Why is the Taco Bell necessary?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you tell them to explain the rubric. Read the next one, please.
Music festivals within a 100-mile radius, small concert venues, movie theaters, and hiking trails. So that's what they waited.
This has nothing to do with the weed. This is ridiculous, man. These lists. That's why you got to make them explain it. I don't buy it. All those places that we just named, 6 of the 8 that are before L.A. all either send their weed to L.A. or get their weed from L.A.
Or up in up north in California, mm-hmm. where they do a lot where Bigfoot lives.
Santa Barbara and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I would take the Taco Bells out. That is stupid. And the music mm-hmm. festivals, you smoke weed, never go to a music festival in your whole life. Mm-hmm. I'll go for the price of the weed. Of high quality and medium quality, and then the dispensaries, if you can get it easily.
Of course, the legality, too.
Yeah.
Because it's more illegal in areas than it is others, but all those California spots are pretty much the same, and Vegas is crazy.
We didn't buy weed when we went to Vegas.
Denver's super, super legal, too.
What does it say how much it costs in Denver? Denver, oh, $242, that's pretty good. High quality weed, price per ounce. Spend 3% of our monthly income on weed. Is that what I spend on weed? I'm not doing math right now. That's too much. About 3%. Dispensaries. We have a lot of dispensaries here. Mm-hmm. I guess they have more over in Portland and Colorado.
No, it's per 100K resident. Think about how many residents it is in LA.
Oh, yeah. But there's still dispensaries all over the place.
But it's 10, 13 million people here. Mm-hmm. In comparison to those other places, it's like.
I want to say it's like 19 or 29. One of those two got a 9 in it. Can we look at how many people are in LA?
Yes, we can.
Because this is why LA City, LA County.
Yeah, LA.
Because, mm-hmm. I think the last time I looked, it's up there. It ain't. I don't think it's in the 20s, though.
No.
New York's metro area is like that. And New York is like the biggest.
Los Angeles County is 10 million. Los Angeles City, it says, just under 4 million. So a quarter of California's people live in Los Angeles County, which makes sense.
Damn.
You flow over here. You see.
With nothing.
The sprawl.
Yeah.
It's just sprawl.
LA County is huge.
Mm-hmm. A lot of desert.
Yeah.
It's massive.
I should buy some desert and build like a gun range or something people can drive out to. That's quick, easy money.
Yeah, that's easy money. Do you want to know about mosquitoes?
Yes, I do.
Before we play our game?
I'm so high.
Okay, so California officials are debating whether or not to release genetically engineered mosquitoes, and they're seeking the public's opinion.
Now, this is something that, as a California resident, I've heard about. These mosquitoes are supposed to hunt the other mosquitoes that that are an invasive species, and they hold like some kind of bacteria or something like that.
Spread the Zika virus.
Yeah, and so they want to. But these are a little bit more violent than those mosquitoes, right? And they're going to be biting everything, not just that mosquito. So, and they're going to fuck the shit out of those mosquitoes. And that's another thing. You're going to hear mosquitoes screaming, not just buzzing.
I thought they were not supposed to bite us. But they're going to bite the other mosquitoes.
Right. They bite medium-looking people. Yeah, if you're not good-looking, they are fucking you up. And they know. And they're not discriminating. They're coming to bite your ass up if you're ugly, and they're not playing.
So if they ask you, would you say, yes, go ahead, release these mosquitoes? Because they're asking the public if they should release the mosquitoes or not.
Yeah, because they know it's about to happen. A lot of ugly people about to get bit. A lot of bumps on them.
They said that the EPA has already said, okay, you can release these in Florida, and now the company.
Oh, my bad. Mm-hmm. I'm high, man. I'm just talking. I'm sorry, everybody. This is the weed show. You know what I mean, though? Hippie asked me, was I eating an edible? I'm not. It's these pure organic layered fruit bars.
Those things are good.
Fucking fire, man. Fire, dog. Anyway, go ahead, man. I'm just kicking it. You let me know. So, yeah, I think we should release some mosquitoes. Release a little bitty Kraken.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm so... Because... What if it goes wrong?
It always goes wrong, but I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
They get out there and then they evolve in some way that we don't expect them to evolve.
Oh, you know, the mosquitoes are all in a cage right now talking about what they're going to do. They're like, man, look, just cool. We're going to fuck them up. Let me worry about it. Oh, yeah. They're coming to kill shit. But, I mean, you know, what are we going to do? This is the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jurassic Park came from a mosquito. Let the motherfuckers go.
Okay, so CP says release the mosquitoes.
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen? Famous last words. Mm-hmm. So we have until April 19th to say whether or not we want these mosquitoes released.
Oh, wait a minute. So that's, she said that when they procreate, they're going to make male offspring instead of female, which are the ones that bite.
The females bite, yeah. So that...
Oh, the females bite, not males.
Yeah. So they're supposed to release these non-biting mosquitoes. I didn't know that, but that makes perfect sense.
Mm.
But what if they don't? What if it goes wrong?
What if they're gay mosquitoes? And then they're boy mosquitoes that bite.
It's okay if they're gay.
Of course it's okay if they're gay, but I mean, they might take on the female trait and start wanting to bite.
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Never thought about that, right. But the mosquitoes, they have feelings, too. They have a preference, and they want to explore, and it's 2022, and you know what I'm saying? It's just they're in this whole war, and, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
You know? That's deep, right?
Yeah, I guess. I guess there are gay mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to.
You know there are. You know there are. I've seen some very good-looking mosquitoes. I'm like, man, I don't know what you are. But it's like, I know that whoever is going crazy, they go crazy over you. You know, the way you was cleaning the thing. She was going crazy. I'm like, bitch, I don't know what you is, but I'm about to bite this dick.
Literally. They literally are about to.
No, that's disgusting, man.
That's what they want. They're gay mosquitoes.
No, I was talking about a girl mosquito. But
If
you woke up and a man mosquito was sucking your dick, what would you do?
I would have a lot of questions.
Yeah. You'd be like, this is a crazy dream. Is this a big ass mosquito? Or is my dick little enough for a mosquito? Next topic. We got another topic.
We have a game, and we have another topic. Do you want to do another topic and then the game, or do you want to just go right to the game?
I want to do another topic.
Okay, this topic is a little bit...
Then the game.
Weird.
We can end on the game.
This topic is weird.
Okay.
So do you remember that Elon Musk did that Neuralink experiment?
Mm-hmm.
So it was supposed to help people who were paralyzed to communicate through implants in the brain. Okay, so those monkeys have died. The Neuralink monkeys from Elon Musk's thing have died. This Neuralink seems to not be working so far. Okay, they're trying to do these Bluetooth-enabled implantable chips that were inserted into the monkey's brain that the company says can communicate with computers via a small receiver. I'll bring this up. However, all of their test monkeys have died. They had to be euthanized.
So they had to be killed, though. They're not dead.
They didn't...
They didn't die.
Something went wrong, and they had to euthanize them. So these people are suing, and they're saying that this was animal abuse. But the company is saying, no, they were treated fairly. We just had to put them down.
What the fuck? So, first of all, that's a horrible response. Second of all, they should have did rats. Nobody give a fuck what happens to rats. For real.
What?
They have to test something that's similar to us.
Mm. Well, I'd make some prisoners sign some waivers.
No.
What?
No, you can't do that.
Ask you to sign a waiver? You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
No.
What?
No. You can't do that. You can't experiment on humans like that.
Man, how do you think we find out stuff?
We test on rats, then we test on monkeys.
We tell people that we test on rats, but somewhere out there is a motherfucking Wolverine, like, yeah, in one of them tubes of amniotic fluid. He's like, yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Well, I know a person who used to do the experiments, and he was a stand-up comedian as well. It didn't work out for him, but instead of getting a job, he would do these experiments. So this is like just a guy that they pay him money, and then he would go and get whatever. He would basically be like a lab rat for them for a certain amount of money. So he wasn't in prison. Because I think there's a power dynamic there. That's not fair.
I don't want no shit that's been tested on no rat right before me. They like talking about the male birth control. Like, his little nuts ain't bite my nuts. Then what? My shit explode? Because the rat shit and all. Tested on tested on a school shooter.
I don't know. I'm not saying I don't understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying that's really murky. Because then you start testing on people who had drug sentences, you know? It's people who are not dangerous.
People who do drugs.
I don't know.
Gonna need to know how this shit affect people who do drugs.
Yeah, something about testing on prisoners, I can't meet you there.
Only the guilty ones.
How do you know who's guilty?
Because some people are just guilty as fuck. You got him on camera.
Okay, the ones you have on camera. But even still, like, we assume that they're guilty. They've been found to be guilty. Or they've been found to be not guilty. We don't know for a fact they're guilty or not guilty. Unless they've admitted it or even some of them.
A murderer. I mean, I don't know. I guess. What's up with the pigs? Pigs dead too?
Oh, is this the Neuralink implant technology?
Mm-hmm.
Pigs are creepy. They're very similar to humans. I don't think we should test it on pigs. Because what if they get all feral? Now they're hogs running through the field.
Pigs are just a mouth and an ass. They don't even care about nothing but eating.
Pigs are smart.
Yeah, pigs are pretty smart.
Fuck a pig. No, are they smart for real?
Yeah, they're super smart. They have families and stuff.
Hmm?
Yeah, pigs have families.
Everybody got families. Dogs got families.
Yeah, I guess. But dogs, you wouldn't eat a dog.
Hmm?
You wouldn't eat a dog.
Oh, yeah. I'll fuck a pig up.
They just said it has to be euthanized. And then these people are suing. These Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine are saying they're suing because they caused the monkeys extreme suffering. But Neuralink says they did not cause the animal suffering. So we don't know why.
They're going to denounce it, but I think from what I saw, it was because it made them, like, crazy.
It made the Neuralinks made the monkeys crazy?
Yes, it made them to the point where they are like, if we don't put them down, they're going to end up either killing themselves or really hurting something.
I believe, Elon was saying, like, kill the street nigga, get a dime. Kill a rap nigga, get a dud. And so that's how they felt about the, you know what I'm saying? Kill the street nigga, get a dime. Kill a rap nigga, get a dub. I don't know why that's in my head right now. You know where that came from?
No.
Something. I don't know.
What? I thought you were going to tell me.
I thought it was like Kodak or something.
Yeah, Kodak
like that.
Said it. Yeah.
Kodak, okay.
Kill a rap nigga, get a dime. Kill a street nigga, get a dub. It's funny to me. Anyway.
So, mystery. They're not telling us exactly why they had to put these monkeys down.
I mean, just said it. They was fucking going crazy. Something in their head that was going off and beeping. They couldn't stop the shit. You know, monkeys, they seem like they hate being irritated. They just... Man, it's like, oh, hell no. Pop, pop. Let's go to lunch.
This has something to do with the bio goo. Had killed the monkeys by destroying portions of their brain. So... Okay, so that's
wait,
messy.
They killed a monkey by what?
The
Neuralink could just pop in the head and it'd be over?
They had to use something to put it in. It's called this bio goo. Bio glue. And the bio glue, they said that was a problem with the bio glue itself. And the bio glue is an FDA-approved product.
Of course it is.
Surgical complication involving the use of the FDA-approved product bio glue. The document says the experiments were carried out pursuant to contractual agreements between UC Davis and Neuralink. In the letter, which spans more than 700 pages, geez, the physicians' committee said records it obtained for the 23 monkeys used in the experiments reflect a pattern of extreme suffering and staff negligence. The committee said that the letter to the USDA is based on nearly 600 pages of what it calls disturbing documents released after the committee filed an initial public records lawsuit in 2021. So Neuralink, which we saw the story of, like, oh yay, we're gonna have this new tech. We're not gonna have that new tech anytime soon. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, what they thought it was gonna do.
They thought we were gonna have
little chips on our brain.
Little chips on our brain. Though? I don't know.
To communicate with motherfuckers. You better draw a picture, you know what I'm saying? Or
it always seems like it's something helpful, but then you got to think about the source.
Mm-hmm.
Who it's coming from.
Elon Musk just wants you to be able to drive that goddamn car without your hand. It's just like...
Supposedly, I believe the article that you have pulled up, it was saying that they had, like, the monkeys playing Pong just with their mind.
Yeah, they were playing Pong. I remember that. But you know how sick you get to playing Pong? That they wanted to play, like, Call of Duty or some shit. That's probably why they was tripping. I mean, come on, man. Pong?
If they could play Call of Duty, I'd be terrified of these monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just with your mind? You got to think of what you're doing with your hands anyway. And the awareness and all the other things, the power that comes with it. And then they're not touching anything. They're just playing.
Man, that should be cold. I think I'd probably want to get on 18.
Because what if they took over our drone technology with their mind somehow? That's why I'd be afraid of them.
It's Elon's fault. Shout out to Elon, man. Thanks for the car.
Ooh. Okay. Well, that's scary.
That is scary. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, RIP to them monkeys, too. They didn't deserve that. But we don't know what they did. We always assume that monkeys is, you know what I'm saying, good, or turkeys are good people. And sometimes, man, these things be full of shit. Evil motherfuckers. Evil little monkeys. Look at him. Touching that computer. Nobody told you to touch that shit. Nobody said touch anything. And look at him, touching stuff. That's like a doctor's little station they rolled in. He up there. Monkeys be all in your pocket and shit. You know, it's time to stand up. All right? You go to one of these little observatories and they got the monkeys there. You got snacks and you trying to pull your phone out. They be snatching your shit. Monkeys some little assholes, man, sometimes. They throwing shit at you and shit. Yeah. Yeah, let them read this article since they're so smart. Neuralink, get your shit popped.
They're dead now. That monkey's dead now. That's sad. That's
that monkey right there dead?
Well, he's the one playing the Pong.
Oh, that's Pong he's doing? I don't even see nothing.
See? Wait, let's play the video. Okay, so now the monkey is playing the Pong. See?
First of all, if y'all think that goddamn monkey is doing that and there's somebody over there with a controller, he got the little controller in his hand right
now. He actually is doing it, though.
He got a controller in his hand.
Is he blowing into this?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, he gets a banana for it.
He was blowing into that thing.
Does it have to, like, read the chip in his head? Is that why he has to put that thing in his mouth?
I'm not understanding what I'm looking at.
The monkey has two implants in his brain connected to the computer via Bluetooth. They're located in the parts that coordinate hand and arm movements.
So it's basically telling them what to do.
It's telling it measures them. Yeah, I guess it's giving them orders. So you could weaponize monkeys if you put this in. No, the algorithm uses to predict the monkey's intended movement. So the monkey can already play the Pong? Allowing the monkey to control the game with his mind.
That don't even seem like it's right. It sounds like it's guessing.
That's literally what algorithms are.
Right.
If you could type directly from your brain. Well, no time soon because these monkeys are dead. So they did want to put this on humans, and they just don't have the tech there.
Yeah.
Paralyzed people control tech with their brains.
That is dope, though.
That part sounds like, yes, you know, accessibility sounds great.
Accessibility, and, you know.
But,
you know, they got a big ass.
It would be a thing of, and then everybody wants to try to join it because it just seems like something that's cool, and then they're going to let you do it.
Don't it seem like that? Like, even when, like, them jetpacks came out and the water jetpacks, it's like, that shit was really sweet. Everybody would have one. Mm-hmm. But what they don't show you is niggas be crashing upside down onto stuff hard as hell.
Those things are, it looks fun. And I'm sure it is fun, but if you mess up, man, that room for error is so big. You're in the air with water coming out of a thing like a tube. Like the minute you push yourself too far, then it's like, you know,
boom. Which is why I don't think onto a dock. Kill yourself.
Which is why I don't think we should ever have flying cars because we can't drive on the ground right now. Why would you want to be in? I can't imagine you just chilling, somebody crashing into your house because
that's
scary. I'm a drunk flying car driver.
I've actually been impressed by how well people drive cars. Like, whenever I'm driving, I'm like, for the most part, 99.99% of the time, everyone is following the rules.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm actually pretty impressed by how well people drive cars. But I guess just that one time has to be off, and then everyone's life is ruined.
Yeah.
Shoot. Do you want to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are three real death experiences.
Near death or real death?
These are three near death experiences.
Okay.
Three near death experiences. At least one is fake.
But all three could be fake.
All three could be fake, but they're not. They're not. Because I put these together, okay? This is a new game. Have some patience with me.
Okay, so maybe just say two are true.
Well, I can't say it's two are true because then that will give you... Then you know you're only looking for one.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have to guess.
So then at least one is true.
At least one is true.
There you go.
And at least one is fake.
At least one is true and at least one is fake.
Can you spot the fake?
Okay.
Okay.
Fake or fakes?
Or fakes.
Okay.
That's
good.
Okay. All right. Working out the kinks. Thanks for the patience, everybody.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's the game of not death. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one. There were two angels who were with me. I was first met by the male angel who was dressed like a lumberjack with black Converse high-top sneakers. The female angel had on a yellow dress with blue flowers. The dress had short sleeves and a collar that bent down the front, and the buttons were pearls. She had a 1950s hairstyle and little light-colored shoes. The female angel held a clothesline between us. I couldn't see or hear the third angel because I had no telepathic connection with it. The female angel was giving me a lot of information, and the other angels were worried about it, saying it was going to interfere with my free will. So she just stopped. Is that a real near-death experience or not?
After each one, I have to tell you if it's real or fake?
No, we can.
Okay.
Just note it.
Okay.
What is this? Okay. So, here's the next one. I was in this pitch white room in front of a big mirror. I heard the lyrics from some music. It was the best sound ever, better than any speakers I've ever heard. Kid Cudi was with me. I saw our reflection in the big mirror that was in front of me and thought we looked really, really good. I couldn't believe how good we looked. I began to see my whole life play out in front of me in that mirror. I saw my whole life, everything I had done, and was proud of myself. It was the best feeling.
Mm-hmm. Let's read the next one.
Okay. I went bungee jumping and the cord was too long. I remember jumping and then I was in a black hole being sucked towards a beautiful bright light. I was like a moth to a flame. I heard a familiar voice tell me that it was not my time. Suddenly, I fell back to my body. It hurt so bad. I wanted to go back to the light. So what do you think?
I think that the second one where Kid Cudi was fake. However, it's a very... Actually, no. I think the one with Kid Cudi might have been real. I'll take that back.
Okay.
Because I remember like being in the hospital one time and being on drugs in the hospital, like, you know, medication. And my mom said I was talking to Master P. And she said I just kept being like, man, P, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just talking to Master P. And, you know, my mom, no, I'm not no fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? I was on drugs or whatever. Maybe I was hallucinating, but she understands that it could be something deeper. So she told me that. I think that it's such a generic conversation that those angels had about not interfering with the free will.
The lumberjack in the Converse.
I want to believe that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like to believe that there's something better that I can tap into, that I can convince to maybe help me to get some information that I would like to know. And if that thing doesn't exist, then that would really suck, right? So there's that. The one with the white light saying it's not your time and all of that. That also seems true. But one of them, at least one of them, is a lie.
I took these stories from this place that has, it's called Near Death Experience Research Foundation. So they have hundreds of stories. The true ones I pretty much copy pasted. So,
which one was true?
Wait, have you given up? What are your answers?
Okay, the lie is the white room.
The white room with Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm. That's the lie.
That is not the lie.
Damn, I should have knew. I should have went with my first mind.
Yeah, that one, according to the mother of the person who later died. This person is called Ben Breedlove, and he reported that he had that near-death experience when he had a cardiac arrest, but then he later died. So his mother said that, yes, she heard from him, from his mouth, that he had this near-death experience.
Okay.
So the one that wasn't true is the bungee jumping.
The clothesline and all that?
No. That's the first one with the Converse.
Converse, right.
That happened. A lady called Anne said that she had that after passing out from septicemia when she was 17 years old.
What is septicemia?
I think it's a blood thing. I don't know.
So do you think that that's the plane that ayahuasca could take you to?
Blood poisoning, sorry. Maybe. They say, I haven't done ayahuasca, I've done DMT. But
DMT, my bad.
Yeah. You can go to a lot of different places under DMT.
Are you unconscious or are you conscious?
You are conscious technically, but your consciousness is somewhere else.
You just like...
Your eyes are closed.
Oh.
If you take a little bit, you can hear or you can see sounds. You can see what you hear. If you take a lot, you can go blast through and go to another dimension and you can talk to beings.
I know they want to talk to me too.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they've been trying to contact me my whole life. For whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? I just be afraid to crack my melon sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm wired different already and I don't know how, you know, they might correct my shit and then I might lose my imagination. So I like to, you know, I don't want to go. I just know that, but like, yeah, they be fucking with me. Like they really want to talk to me.
Who do you think it is that wants to talk to you?
I'm not sure.
You think it's like a family, as a friend?
It could be an ancestor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just a family member that's passed on. But they just want me to know who I am. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, part of me don't want to know. I think I've created something else. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I have a lot of responsibility. And I just don't want to walk into it sometimes. And the second that I find out that I'm like Black Panther or some shit, then it's like, fuck, here we go. I got to do all this other shit. And I just like what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I know that I could be doing something a lot more important and using my intelligence in different ways. And I don't want to hear that I'm disappointing them or whatever.
They're not going to tell you that. I've never had anyone say that they had a negative experience under DMT. It's always positive.
Really?
Some people don't feel it at all. I've heard of one negative experience through a friend of a friend. But like when I say that, I've seen many people do it, and it's always very positive. They're very playful in that sphere or wherever you go. It's very playful and very supportive.
All right, so I have to... I think I'm going to do an episode and do DMT and then come out of that and then do an episode.
Okay. I don't know if you see the afterlife. I haven't.
How do you do DMT?
You can take it through a pen or you can take it through a bong. Like you can take it through a vape pen or you can take it, hit it through a bong. You have to inhale it because you can't ingest it. That's why the ayahuasca, you need to take two things because otherwise your body will just flush it through.
What's two things?
You have to take the actual ayah and then you have to take an MAO inhibitor to keep your body from rejecting it.
Oh, damn.
So that's what, I mean, people get very sick under ayahuasca. It lasts a long time. You have to clear out your body of any toxins. Like, you shouldn't be eating pork or a lot of fats. It's very much to do with your body system and your digestive system.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, that's deep, man. We do eat a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, but DMT is, that's different. That is a very quick journey, and that is inhaled, and it's very mental, and doesn't really affect your body very much.
So let's talk about that angel that said that she was giving away too much information, though. That story intrigued me the most, because you know what it reminds me of? I always talk about it. Have you watched it yet? The Eternals?
We did see that.
Okay.
We did see it. Yeah, that's interesting. It was like Marvel takes on religion.
Yeah.
So this is what she put. And that's all I know is that what she had said about the angel. These are considered exceptional because she had actually died. And then you have out-of-body experiences, which might not be so exceptional. A lot of people have those. They say they're astral projecting or whatever in their dreams. interfere with free will. I believe in free will. A lot of people don't believe in free will. They say that we can be easily programmed and there's no such thing as free will, but I don't believe that.
What does she mean by she held a clothesline between us?
Held a clothesline? I don't know. Maybe that's like the veil. There was no telepathic connection with it. The angel.
What's the free will about, though?
Well, we're supposed to have free will. That's what we have the choice whether or not we want to do right or wrong. But recently, I've unfortunately been doing a lot of research into this. There are ways to get around a person's free will. So it's very popular now to say that humans don't really have free will, that we're all just being set up by different things.
Manipulated,
the neuro-linguistic programming, they implant ideas in our head, and then we say, oh, we've made this choice, but you haven't made the choice. It's just somebody had implanted that idea earlier.
Damn.
But I do believe in free will. I really do believe we have choices that we make. Mm. I think a lot of people just don't appreciate their choices or they don't give themselves enough credit, so they don't really act on their free will. That's a very popular idea going around right now that, oh, humans don't really have free will. You know, it's just an idea. You know, it was just a myth or whatever. But I don't buy it. I think we have free will.
Wow. Damn, that's so interesting, man.
You can go here to this research place and you can see all of these stories. There are literally thousands of stories of people who over the years have reported their near-death experiences.
Okay, now I want to say something real quick
before
we get out of here. A friend of mine, when I was in New York, very good friend of mine, known him for over 15 years, right? Called me and said, man, you know, he's into conspiracies too. He said, man, what if I told you that people in Hollywood are playing other people in Hollywood?
What?
Right. Like, certain people are like two and three people.
Oh, like body doubles?
No, like just having two and three different identities. They changing identities and having another career as a different identity. And we know this person as a celebrity, but really this person is actually this person on some Scooby-Doo type shit.
Well, we do have doppelgangers. Like people who are not related to us but look a lot like us.
Yeah, but like, okay, Dave just talking about like Will Smith, Tom Hanks. Like, yeah, there's like, look up Will Smith. Is Will Smith Tom Hanks?
Is Will Smith Tom Hanks?
I know, it sounds crazy. Okay. Like, it's like, you know, or like they talk about is Ray J Kanye? Like, it's so much real. It was like weird shit. I'm like, yo, like, and it was going so deep. And you ever think like, man, two celebrities, they just kind of look alike and remind you of each other so much. And you just put it out of your head like, huh, maybe that's just some like, no, nah, sometimes these people are actually playing these people.
I'm not finding anything for is Will Smith Tom Hanks, just that they have competed with each other.
Well, what about like,
I'll put conspiracy.
Like, yeah, people, you know, playing each, you know.
I've heard of celebrity clones. Like, the celebrity gets replaced.
Yeah, I've heard of celebrity clones, too. But, like, right, the celebrity gets replaced with another person. Like, somebody's playing Eminem right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so, like, people can't exist, but they get offed, and someone literally takes their spot to just be them.
Yeah. I've heard that, and that's entirely possible, especially with, like, the surgery they're getting now. Sometimes they look completely different at, like, 55 than they looked at 40. So you're like,
yeah.
is this surgery or is this?
Right. You ever notice how these cheekbones, everybody has the cheekbones. Mm-hmm. I always talk about the cheek. Like, why would everybody get that surgery of having those cheekbones? You know what I'm saying? Those raised, evil looking. And all those women are like very like, once they get those cheekbones, it's like, oh, man.
People get a lot of filler. I know a person who used to try to get me, who... She wanted me to be a video girl. She's like, if you could be a cam girl, you can make a lot more money. I'm like, I'm kind of doing that, but not whatever, not in that way. And so I was like, no, I don't really do that. But she was always about the new fillers and stuff like that and trying to sell me on the use of fillers. And I was like, I don't, that stuff creeps me out. Here, I put it on the screen, that.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? Who would do that to themselves? And it's not just, like, it's almost, they almost look like demons. Like, it's not just her. It's women who we know who get that. No, not like that. Like that.
I think they don't want to get old. She's not bad. Donatella Versace, that's not bad.
That's not that bad. She looked dead as hell.
Oh, that's not what we're talking about. Oh, this is the...
You know what I'm saying? Thing. But why does she... Do you understand what I'm saying? Hold up for a second. The way that you can identify an Asian person is because they look Asian. A black person is black. Like a white person is white. These women look like a whole race of something else.
That's true.
All together. So look at her. Look at Jocelyn Wildenstein. And then go back up and look at... You know what I'm saying? Like they all look... Like, look at that right there.
They get it here to fill out this.
But it's like, it's not, cheek. It's not. So then go, okay, so that's Joan Rivers. Go up.
He got it bad toward the end, but this is.
Go up right there. Like, they all look like they're from the same planet or something.
I don't want to speak bad about a particular person. Oh, I know. This is. Did you watch the new, the new Scream movie?
Mm-mm.
I feel a lot of these people are like sad. I'm not even mad about it. I'm just like, I feel, there we go.
Yeah.
So Courtney Cox, yeah. I feel like, it's like we were talking about with fame. They want it so bad and they want to hold on to it and be beautiful.
But something is just not right. Like, once again, it's like, yeah, I hear you. But what if that's not Courtney Cox though? What if Courtney Cox is dead and that's like a person that's replacing her or something?
So the nose on the right is a little wider, but the bottom bit is the same. I wonder if that's the angle. You think she got her nose done? Her chin is bigger.
She definitely got her nose done.
She got her nose. Why would she get her nose done? Her nose was fine before.
It's the reason these people end up looking like this is because it's upkeep. Once you put that stuff in your body, there's no way that it's going to stay that way. So you have to continuously keep it up.
I hear you, but I'm just saying that that looks like some type of reptilian or something.
I mean, it looks... No, I'm not saying it's cool. It looks bad. It always looks bad, but it's a thing of like it's going to look worse when you get older. But nobody's really worried about that because, you know, do what you want to do. But it becomes a point where all of that, like, butt shots and all that, there's a upkeep to all of those things. And if you can't afford to keep it up, or you just keep doing the same thing over and over, well, it's going to continue to sag and sag and sag. And then eventually you just keep filling in on the sag, and now you look like your face has been puffed up because you didn't fill it in all this stuff. Like,
I know a girl like that, and she's the one I was talking about, and she got a lot of injections. She does, like, she gets these injections on the regular. And I think it's because she's afraid of just being 30, like, it's okay.
Wait a minute. So somebody's saying that Amy Winehouse faked her death and came back as Lady Gaga?
I heard that. Okay. Let me look this up because I don't want to spread.
This is the kind of shit that scares the shit out of me.
I don't think Amy Winehouse.
Jesus Christ. This is a crazy world.
Faked her death. I've heard that about Michael Jackson.
He came back with who, Chris Brown or something?
No, he's on vacation somewhere.
They say that about anybody that dies. Just be like, bro, they can die. Like, and some people just feel like they're just so much bigger than life, you know? It's hard to just accept the fact and just be like, they're gone.
Right.
But it's something that happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to die.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, yeah. I mean, define, yeah. You don't think we get reincarnated? Because a lot of these near-death experiences, let's go here. No, that's not the one. Because they were asking their person if they can, where is it? If they can choose their reincarnation. Okay, so this guy had asked, I was given a life review inside the void. During this review, I told the being to pause. I wanted to better examine the parts of my life. I was then able to view these events from overhead. The life review did not last long because I asked the being something that surprised it. Can I plan my next reincarnation? I asked. The being said, usually people wait until their actual death to choose their reincarnation. Mm. So, I mean, we'd have to define death. Do we just come back? Like we were talking before, do we just come back in a similar body? And so our entire concept of death is off. Because we know about Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was around 20 years ago at the same time as Amy Winehouse. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me that.
Yeah, unless she gets killed and replaced. You know, unless Kanye gets killed and replaced.
I believe the clones more than I would believe that story, like, or body doubles.
I want to do an episode about clones, for sure. But that's all the time we have for this episode. As always, we like to leave you hanging with a little pizzazz. This is all our opinion, you know, something that we think. We don't know shit, and y'all know that, you know. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We're just a baby. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. But, hey, man, what we do know is on a CP podcast, we will be asking those questions that everybody want to know. You know, we're not afraid to ask the questions, the tough questions. You know, we just want to know what the fuck is going on, just like y'all, man. So thank y'all for watching another episode of the CP podcast. As always, Maya and Amir, and I'm CP. It is what it is. Peace.